بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Yesterday we began the discussion in regards to the qualities of honest businessman, a Muslim businessman. That a Muslim businessman should have the quality of honesty, trustworthiness and reliability. We mentioned a few points yesterday in regards to honesty, that a person does business or whatever profession it may be, whichever field he may be, there should be a high level of honesty, trustworthiness, integrity, reliability. That when people think about a certain person, then spontaneously they will say he's an honest person, you can trust him, you can rely on him. Whichever field it may be, and examples that are given, so for example, a doctor is honest in his diagnosis. When he's checking a patient, he's not just guesswork. Similarly, an alim also, whatever it may be. Imam Malik will say, rahmatullah alayh, that part of knowledge is to know that you don't know. Part of knowledge is to know that you don't know. Because you cannot know everything. If you don't know, then say, la adri, I don't know. That's honesty. And people will say, if he doesn't know also, he's honest, he say he doesn't know. Get a second opinion, or ask a more senior mufti, or a more senior doctor, or he'll make the phone call. I can't understand it right now, what the condition may be, so I make a few phone calls and I'll get back to you. So whether it be in the field of person be a doctor, or in whatever, you know, when it comes to mechanics also. Now you send it to a mechanic, and what wasn't supposed to be changed, got changed. The certain part, nothing wrong with it. Then you go for a second opinion, then you say, but there's nothing wrong with this part. Why was it changed? There's so many different fields, call the plumber, electrician, but they'll find some work. So they won't, you hardly will find a person who will say, there's nothing wrong, everything is okay. So this is honesty of a Muslim person, of a Muslim businessman or professional. And we know when it comes to our worldly life, that we enjoy the praises of people. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam made this dua also, وَجَعَلِّي لِسَانَ صِدْقٍ فِي الْآخِرِينَ. Ya Allah, grant me honest praises in people that will come after me. That they have good words about me. This is a great ni'mat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that people have good words to say about a person after he leaves the world. The hadith sharif, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says in regards to the to a mu'min, a believer, that he continues speaking the truth. وَإِنَّ رَجُلَ يَسْتُقُ. He continues speaking the truth. This becomes now part of his character. We continue speaking the truth, حَتَّى يُكْتَبَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ صِدِّيقًا. To the extent that he's written by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala as a truthful person. That even Allah remembers him, malaika remember him, the people remember him as a truthful person. So we like the praises of people. Allah says that you get my praise. By just speaking the truth all the time, you'll be given, you'll enjoy my praises. And a person continues speaking lies until he's recorded by Allah as a liar. And Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam mentioned that Inna Sidqa Yunji wal Kadiba Yuhlik, that when it comes to speaking the truth, it will save a person from the fire of Jahannam. Just his tongue by speaking the truth, where now he's put in a situation, whether should I just say, and very easily we'll think to ourselves, it's just a white lie. A lie is a lie. There's no white lie and black lie. A lie is a lie. He said, I'll just speak a white lie for now. The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, speaking the truth will gain you salvation. Whether in this world, whether in hereafter. When it comes to home industries also, many women are working from home, whether they're doing baking, whether they're doing savouries, whatever it may be. And sometimes we advertise also, pure butter, whether it really is pure or not. So all this makes part of now, truthful advertising. That in that also I'm speaking the truth. I then, it's just sort of a catch line. What is the real ingredients that you're putting in there? So whatever it may be is genuine. Is genuine, then by Allah you'll also become a genuine believer. This, here very beautiful point, my Ustaz and my Shaykh Abdul Hamid Sahib explains, that we hear so many bayans. And now we really don't know which waziba to read, how much nafil to do. Oh, where will I get my jannat? So here Mu'ana explains, that weakness in your life, make that your jihad. Make that the effort of your iman, of your akhirat. Just in one quality, a person now will work on it. I have this weakness in me. My tongue just moves. I just have to, what do you say, just tweak my speech a bit and I get my work done, but I'm not speaking the 100% truth. Whether it comes to even the wages of the staff, I'll give you next week, next week, next week. Oh, paying our bills also. So that lie just comes out. And we don't take it to be serious. Make that the effort of our akhirat and our jihad on just trying to make islah, rectifying one part of my spiritual life, taking care of that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put everything right. Allah will take care of the rest of it. If I cannot control my tongue or my eyes, so I put full effort into that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmat will come upon me and shroud me, and the rest of my shortcomings Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cover it up. Inna sidqa yunji. Nabi Ali salatu wa salam said that your speaking in truth will save you, will grant you salvation. This worldly life, the time of maut, in the qabr, in akhirah, just your tongue will save you from the fire of Jahannam. Wal kadhiba yuhlik. Speaking lies will destroy you. Speaking lies, being dishonest, not having trustworthiness within you, will destroy your worldly life and your akhirat. So whether it comes to the believing men, believing women, that what they speak, what they say, to the extent, ulama give the example, when it comes to a mother, or even comes to a father, and you want to call that child towards you, the child doesn't want to come. So you say to the child, come, I have something in my hand, come take it. But the child comes, and here, this often it happens, and we just bluff the child. We open our hand and say, wow, I was speaking lies, I was playing fools with you. See, that too was a lie. That too was a lie. Well, you promised the child, I'll do this for you. Here ulama say too, when it comes to parents, don't tell the child, if you do this weekend, then I'll take you here, or I'll do this for you, but I'm just joking with him. I'm just joking with him, I'm not going to take him really. The mother said that, now you must take the child. Father said that to the child, I'll buy you something, then you have to buy it. Or the child subconsciously will get the same habit. I can do the same thing also, just speak a white lie. That's so serious. But you said that to the child, then fulfill that promise and what you said. So the zaban and the tongue of a believer is very, very weighty. In the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, what he says, what he utters, that becomes his character. This is how people look at him, this is how people will treat him also. So very importantly, when it comes to our subordinates, those below us, our children, our staff, our families, advertising, our parents, what do we say? Keep to our word, we'll continue doing this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will write in his records, this is a truthful person, and that one amal of his, that one action of his, can be the means of Allah ta'ala pulling him into Jannat and saving him from Jahannam. Allah ta'ala give us the faith to make amal, inshaAllah, subhanahu wa ta'ala.